From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Scots are voting on whether to become independent from the rest of the UK. Over 4 million people registered to vote, and a high turnout is expected. The referendum would see the breakaway of Scotland from the United Kingdom after 300 years of union. Polls close at 10 p.m. local time. Ollie Barrett is at the Scottish Parliament at Holyrood.
Very lively atmosphere in the centre of Edinburgh. The Yes campaigners and the No campaigners are still out in force. The Yes campaign perhaps more visible, but the No campaign just as passionate, and both sides know that one of them is going to be very disappointed come tomorrow morning, and the polls have been incredibly close, so neither side is completely confident.
The president of Ukraine, Petro Poroshenko, has requested additional U.S. military equipment and a special security status. Petro Poroshenko made the plea for help in countering the influence of Russian-backed rebels during an address to a joint session of the U.S. Congress. He's also asking for non-military aid and further political support from the U.S., including further sanctions against Russia. But Mr. Poroshenko says he will continue to push for a peace deal.
I am ready to do my utmost to avoid the further escalation and casualties, even at this point when the war has already started feeding on itself. Sooner or later, I am absolutely sure, peace will return to the Ukrainian homes. And despite the insanity of this war, I am convinced that the peace can be achieved sooner rather than later. I strongly encourage the United States to give Ukraine a special security and defense status, which reflect the highest level of interaction with non-NATO ally.
Islamic State militants have released a videotape showing a kidnapped British reporter who says he's being held by the group. John Cantley disappeared in Syria in November 2012. In a scripted message that he reads to camera, he says he will be presenting a series of programs in the next few days that will convey some facts to Western audiences about the Islamic State.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking he's only doing this because he's a prisoner. He's got a gun at his head, and he's being forced to do this, right? Well, it's true. I am a prisoner. That I cannot deny. But seeing as I've been abandoned by my government and my fate now lies in the hands of the Islamic State, I have nothing to lose.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. U.S. lawmakers have backed a plan to arm Syrian rebels fighting Islamic State militants by an overwhelming bipartisan majority. The 273-156 vote in the House of Representatives lends U.S. President Barack Obama the support he needs to battle ISIS without putting boots on the ground. From Washington, Nina Maria Potts reports.
Deep divisions over how far the U.S. should go in combating Islamic State militants meant Wednesday's vote to train and back Syrian rebels was highly contentious and not at all certain. But an unlikely alliance emerged in the House of Representatives backing the military move. It also came as President Obama laid out his long-term strategy for crushing Islamic State militants, which shuts the door on a combat mission, a prospect raised by his top military chiefs just a day earlier. President Obama lobbied lawmakers not to undermine him as he tries to recruit international support to take on ISIS in what he describes as a sustained campaign of airstrikes. But whether that does in fact constitute an act of war is being hotly debated on Capitol Hill. Nina Maria Potts, Washington.
And Amnesty International has released a report slamming Nigeria's police and military for what it says is the routine torture of men, women, and children as young as 12. The report found that up to 10,000 people have been arrested since 2009, and many have died in random executions in prison. From Abuja, Gary Alfonso reports.
Nigerian authorities have not yet responded to the Amnesty International report, which was compiled through hundreds of interviews over the past 7 years. The report states that torture has become such an integral part of policing in Nigeria that many stations have an informal torture officer. The report highlights that both the military and police regularly use methods like beating, nail and teeth extractions, and sexual violence to obtain information or confessions. The use of torture is particularly extreme in northeastern Nigeria in the war against Boko Haram Islamist militants. Gary Alfonso, Abuja.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.